This is a CKTZ News update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. Cortez Island just hosted a gender diversity workshop at Manson's Hall on September 5th. I caught up with the facilitator, Connie Quayle, to find out how this first workshop went and what kinds of takeaways they had from the first program. How was the workshop?
It went really well. I was a little surprised at how it wasn't better attended than it was, because I would think that anybody, aside from just like interest in supporting gender diversity or supporting decolonization through supporting gender diversity, but so aside from just that kind of interest, anyone who wants to work with the public in any capacity probably should have some kind of training in gender diversity. It was a free workshop, but there was still a good turnout and some great discussion, great questions, lots of laughs, lots of conversation. Yeah, and lots of other queer folk on the island turning up to support and learn also, which was beautiful for being able to share their voices in the workshop too.
Cool. So that's good to hear. First thing I was going to ask, is this the first time you've offered this workshop on Cortez?
Yes and no. It's the first time I've offered it publicly on Cortez. I have done staff training for Hollyhock and have been in conversation with the health center for, about a year about doing a training there, though that hasn't quite happened yet. But yeah, it's the first public one on Cortez.
Awesome. And this is funded by the CCF, is that right?
That's right. Yeah, Cortez Community Foundation micro grant. I was able to pay for my time. And then I also collected a few donations just to support the work. I do these workshops in other places as well, including in nonprofits. So I have one lined up next month in Victoria for a nonprofit called Where to Start, which supports femme and non-binary people to get free clothing, of business casual kind of clothing for job interviews or getting back to work for those who have been disadvantaged or out of work for a while for whatever reason.
That sounds like a very cool organization. Nice. So nonprofits and businesses you offer this type of training for?
And schools and government, yeah.
Awesome. And are you aware or were you able to reach out to any businesses just to make them aware of this free public training, so in case any of their employees wanted to go?
I publicized on both the Cortez Island Facebook pages, on all the bulletin boards around the island, on the Tideline. And my assumption was that people would probably look in one of those places if they were interested in knowing what was coming up on the island.
Nice. So tell us more about what the offering was and what kind of content it covered for those that missed it and might be interested in coming to a future workshop that you offer.
Yeah, the flow is fairly similar. I've done variations of this workshop many times now for different organizations and yoga teacher trainings and such. But we start with a little bit of working with pronouns, talking about pronouns, how they're important, how to train yourself and how to work with pronouns you might be less familiar with. And then we go into terms and definitions. When you're talking about a whole area of theory around gender theory and queer theory, there are lots of words that come up that people might not be familiar with. So we go into a section on terms and definitions. Then we move more into sort of some more conversation, movement-based stuff, exploring our own sense of inner masculinity, our own sense of inner femininity, our own sense of genderlessness or holding more than one gender in our bodies. Yeah, and so we use that as a topic of conversation and a way to explore gender theory. And we also look at what the trans realities are in our world today. 4 times the rate of violence against trans people and some other hard stats. And look at how we can support people who are genderqueer in our families, in our homes, in our businesses, in our communities, as a form of feminism, as a form of as just a form of being good folk in a world that's waking up to the reality of the existence of trans folk. I usually do it as a three-hour workshop, and I often talk about trans and history, gender queerness and history, such as third genders, like the Hijra in India, the culture that has consistent lineage for about 4,000 years and such, just to locate gender queerness in time as something that's been around for as long as there have been humans and has only recently been driven underground by colonial forces. So that's an important piece, but we didn't really have time to cover that in our only 2 hours.
I'm curious, Connie, your background in education, do you mind just touching on that?
My own background is I'm a BC certified teacher and have been for over 20 years. So a lot of my work has been in classrooms and in alternative education program, delivering education, not just to youth, but working with whole families through a few different school organizations I've worked with, often supporting some genderqueer and queer youth through that work. Yeah, and then I've been doing workshops. Some people on Cortez might even remember the wild mushroom workshops or the shiitake mushroom growing workshops that I led back in the day on the island. And yeah, and for the last 3 years, I've been doing these gender diversity trainings for mostly around Victoria, but branching around the island more recently as I build up a reputation as being someone who delivers really high quality workshops.
Beautiful.
So I guess to add to that sort of BC certified teacher, I guess part of my understanding is also I do have a master's degree in conflict analysis and management as well, which gives me an important perspective, not just on like how to deal with the conflict that comes up within people's minds as they sometimes struggle to understand or unlearn some of the false things they were taught, but also to understand why there's resistance against genderqueerness in society as a large, the sort of internal conflict between old values and newer ones and shifting values and how to work with those value perspectives.
So did the CCF micro grant include any more workshops or for further programming?
Not in this current round. I have heard that it was easily supported. It was an easy choice to support this workshop when I applied for a grant. So I am hoping that if there's enough interest and enough curiosity, I could make this workshop happen more often. I've reached out to the school, hoping I can do it for the school staff there, because anyone who works with any kind of population at risk, including children, really needs to be trained in gender diversity. So anyone who works with youth needs that, really. So we'll see. Hopefully people will be interested in learning more and I can do further workshops in the future. I love how sometimes folks on this island can get so inspired and so curious and really sink their teeth into topics when presented with them.
Is there anything else that you want to share coming up that you want anyone to know about in terms of this type of programming?
Yeah, like I have been doing these gender diversity trainings for 3-4 years now. And I also have a lot of experience working supporting families and youth. So I guess I would like people on the island to be more aware that as more and more gender queer people come out, as it becomes safer to do so. I've had my human rights as a trans person protected in BC now since 2016, a few years now. And so more of us are coming out because we have our human rights protected for the first time ever. And more people are seeing that we're living our authentic lives and much better off doing so. So more people are transitioning, and it's a topic that's coming up in families and businesses and in communities. So I'm a resource. I'm a local resource with a lot of experience and a lot of local experience as well. I'm having fought on the island for a number of years. So I would hope that if people have questions, concerns, worries, struggling with their own gender identity stuff, that they know there's people like me on the island who are always happy to talk and share our knowledge and support our communities, both queer and non-queer, in learning to live well together.
I'm also wondering if you have any links for online resources that people could tap into either to be able to contact you or to contact support? Any links?
Yeah, I have a couple links I can send, like one to my website, one to the TransCare BC website that also has some good educational resources. Maybe Cortez Community Foundation will support me again. We'll see as the months unfold. Hopefully that'd be nice to do another one in the spring at least anyway.
Yeah, or perhaps a business wants to sponsor the event and make it public and also have it available for all of their employees.
Yeah, like Hollyhock did.
But that wasn't public, right?
Yeah, I do that with a yoga studio in Victoria where I teach the program to their yoga teachers, their upcoming yoga teachers, but they also are making it available to the public or people who want to come. So it's that nice blended model that you're alluding to.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.